We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates, at K.E. Sellers in Tyler and Lindale, at Fresh by Brookshire's on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. One can imagine that large quantities of Tums and Prilosec OTC are being consumed at the White House of late. The first year of President Obama's second term has not gone well. The latest manifestation of the president's second term blues arrived October 1st in the form of massive dysfunction surrounding the website that serves as the portal to Obamacare, the president's signal legislative accomplishment. While the president would have us believe that it's simply a matter of deploying a tech surge of the best and brightest cyber minds to tackle the problem, evidence suggests that the president's problems are much more deeply rooted. In May of this year, the Gallup organization conducted a poll asking Americans to rank their list of priorities as it comes to public policy. Not surprisingly, given the sluggishness of the economic recovery that followed the 2008 recession, recovery being in quotes, creating more jobs and helping the economy grow stood at positions 1 and 2 on the list. Rounding out the top 5 were making the government work more efficiently, improving the quality of education received by American school children, and addressing the financial problems of Medicare and Social Security. In other words, Americans want to work rather than receive welfare. They want the economy to grow so that wealth can be created. They want a smaller, less ambitious, less intrusive government. They want their kids to get a decent education. They don't want Medicare and Social Security to bankrupt the country. Seems pretty much like the America I've always known. So here's the question. In the past 5 years, what of substance has the Obama administration done with respect to any of these priorities? Aside from wasting close to $1 trillion in stimulus, which failed to create jobs or grow the economy, where has the administration proposed anything that would even begin to streamline the government, fix the schools, or forestall the coming bankruptcies of Medicare and Social Security? Why has the administration spent so much time and energy pushing gay marriage, abortion rights, immigration, and gun control? None of these issues makes the top 10 list of what most Americans are most concerned about. And with full acknowledgement that reducing the cost of health care and improving access to health care come at positions number 6 and 8, respectively, on the priority list, when did a majority of Americans ever demand sweeping legislation such as that embodied in the 30,000-plus pages of regulations spawned by Obamacare? Obamacare never enjoyed the majority support of the American people, and now the fiasco surrounding its implementation is making some of its one-time most ardent supporters run for cover. Whether articulated in these terms or not, what we are seeing is what happens when a small number of elites presume to impose upon us their priorities at the expense of those of the majority. When you pass a massive piece of legislation totally along party lines and without majority support of the people who must live under it, things had better go well or a stiff price will be paid. Things are definitely not going well with respect to Obamacare. The debacle surrounding the rollout of the Affordable Care Act is a symptom. The disease is that our priorities stopped being the government's priorities. The Gallup survey makes clear that our representatives are not representing us. The growing realization of that fact, rather than technical glitches plaguing the Obamacare website, is what stands at the root of the extreme case of heartburn now afflicting the second term of the Obama administration. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. I really love October. By far, it's my favorite month of the year. Before it and its near-perfect weather slip away, do yourself and your spouse or friend a favor. Take the time this afternoon or after work or this weekend to relax on the deck at the Keepersall Winery at Keepersall Estates. You will be treated to a postcard view of the Keepersall Vineyards while you drink in the cool, refreshing fall air. And speaking of drinking in, I have a recommendation. Ask to try the recently released Keepersall Estates 2009 Merlot. This is one of their very best reds ever. Try it, of course, before you buy it. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee will go on my tab. Then grab a glass or a bottle, head for the deck, and enjoy the gracious living that is and East Texas Fall. South on Broadway to FM 344, go left under the bridge for a mile and a half. Enter the Kiepersall Estates gate on your left and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Kiepersall.com, and be sure to tell them I sent you.